Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And aren't we coming into this great new time? Doesn't it feel like everything is getting better? Huh? Wait a minute. Maybe it is. And in some ways, maybe it isn't. So to help us understand what is or isn't about it, is a friend who's been on the show many times, and she's a great speaker for the angels, for Archangel Raphael and Ariel. And she has learned over many years of working with them how, you know, the wisdom that they speak from, and retains it in herself. So it's wonderful to talk with somebody who has been around the universe a few times and to hear what the angels are saying. And actually what we're going to be doing, and I'm going to ask Adria Estrebu, our wonderful guest, to talk about her brand new book that comes from the angels. And we're going to see what her book said. So, Adria, can you tell us about this great new book of yours?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Peter. I'm so excited. So today we're recording the show a little before you're hearing it. It's launch day of the book today, April 25th. And the book is called Angel Insights for Unprecedented Times. And it's primarily Archangels Raphael and Ariel channeled through me. And it's talks from talks in 2018 and 2019. And in general, I would say the book is about the time we're in as humanity, which is the new age, new earth. There's a lot of different words for it. The golden age, you know, we're here already. That's the main message the angels have through this book. Is we're here. We arrived at some point during 2018, so we're a little early. They said humanity got through some of our challenges a little faster than expected. So if you're expecting it to hit in 2020, you know, the good news is you won't be disappointed. It's just that it's here already. So,
but we have to look at what here means, because actually in this very difficult time. And how could this be the new age, enlightenment, when everything is looking so frightening around us?
And this is one of the themes in the book is about greater light. So what happens when there's more light? Just if you think of practical physical reality, when you turn on a light or you come into a bright sunny day, you see more. So part of the responsibility or just the practical reality of when you come into more light, which could also be thought of in this sense as a higher vibratory state that we're entering into as humanity, you see more. You see some of the ugliness, but the good part of that is that it falls away really quickly. In this time that we're in, as we're shifting into different dimensions, primarily into fifth from third, but we're not limited to that. So just as a shorthand, I might say fifth at some points during this call. So as we shift into fifth, you know, it's much, much easier. The transformations we want for ourselves, it's not the hard way anymore. It's almost instant. So as soon as you see something that looks to you like scary, dark, ugly, well, fix it, change it. And the angels say the way to do this, there's a whole section on wishing and receiving. They don't call it manifesting because that's the old hard way, right? You just wish for it and it arrives quite instantly. Quite
well, let's literally look at what that means in the real world. First of all, you know, let's talk about this enlightenment, which means, you know, greater light.
Yeah.
And people think, well, that will mean that, you know, the darkness disappears. But isn't it more that we have so much more clarity that and let's call it clarity of information. So the dark isn't so dark. You know, we have information that helps us move through it quickly because we're so better informed about it.
I would say from the perspective of the angels through the themes that are shared in this book, there's two pieces about the light, because light's such a huge metaphor in reality, you know, encompasses everything. So just to be a little bit
focused, it holds information.
It is information, it is God, it is us. So just to be a little narrow and talking about light here, the one thing is the greater light means there's more available to humanity than in terms of higher vibratory existence, more available, more light available to humanity than ever before in humanity's history. So it's incredibly bright time from that perspective. And if you think about it, they've used the visual analogy of the yin yang. Let's say for most of humanity's history, we've been in the dark part of the yin yang. And now we're moving into the light part. So we're just on the cusp of it. So we really feel the contrast, the dark and the light. So we're seeing the dark a little more, but we're moving into the light. So we're really moving into this, you know, many lifetimes worth of light. So it's still balanced. There's still light and dark in the universe, but the era we're moving into now, we can expect light for quite a long time to come.
But what this means to me, when you say, you know, the higher vibrations, I'm thinking of it as higher truths. Higher information that is wiser, is more clear to us how things work, and therefore, because we're smarter from this greater light, we can make better choices and see through it. You know, in other words, see the lay of the land better, and then on top of that, because of the higher frequencies, there's more immediate transformation with it.
Yes, definitely the transformation. I mean, there's a couple things. One, we're moving as we move our, we're bringing our physical bodies into fifth dimension. So that's new. Like a lot of us have meditated before, or astral traveled, or experienced different states of being. But to bring your body with you, that's a whole thing. So
<That's cool.
laughs> there's a whole section on that embodiment of the change. Right. But the other part is that humanity has through this shift, so it's a visceral physical shift, humanity has capacity to carry more light. I want to just read this really brief section from Angel Raphael about this. This is from the chapter called Rebalancing of Light. Each of you here have felt currents of energies quite strongly in different ways at different times. It is as if the human body is becoming more of a conductor for these energies. It is morphing into something much more conducive to conducting celestial light and other kinds of light. Whereas before it might be like light falling on an object and just illuminating it for the eye of something else to see. Now the light enters the human body, and the human body is not a collector of the light, but a conductor of it. So we have this tremendous role. You know, I think the role of what it means to be human is really shifting. We are light, and we always have been light. You know, again, light covers so much here, and metaphorically and on a physical level, you can speak of it in many ways. But it's an interior shift, you know, the exterior light for humanity, and also as humans, our capacity to hold this light and yes, to have instant transformation it's like nothing, certainly nothing we've ever seen in our lifetimes, because it's nothing that humanity has experienced yet. So yeah. This is all very new.
It's yeah. So empowering to hear this.
Yeah,
I love it.
Very new.
Very inspired by it.
Very new. And I think to jump back to what you were saying before, Peter, about, but, you know, is it a lighter time? Because it feels kind of darker right now. One of the analogies that angels use a lot in this book is about coming into sudden freedom and the chaos of that. And they use the metaphor of a prison quite a lot. And there's a passage in the book I don't have right in front of me, but Ariel speaks about, well, yeah, you know, if you were literally in a prison and there was all this construction around you to tear down the walls, yeah, there's a lot of dust and debris and noise, but isn't it lovely that you're free? So all of that's true, you know, it's like we're not discounting the experience a lot of people are having right now. of the chaos of the fear,
yeah, the
of
noise,
you know, the impact of sudden change.
You can't really tell that you're out of prison because of all the noise.
Right.
For now, anyway, the dust will settle.
Yes, yes.
So one of the things I saw in your book is wishing for health, what shows up, you know, and it's not just that we wish for health and a magic wand comes in and we're all better. Because it's a process that, you know, in other words, it's the empowerment of information that we're receiving or will continue to receive to support our health, right?
Yeah, so this has come up a few times, and it's so I did put it in the book because I'd like to stick with themes that seem to be universal for humanity right now, at least for the next few years until I don't know how fast things are going to shift for us, but I'd say these themes are still applicable for at least a few years. And when you're wishing for something, you know, some people would ask, well, does it work for health? And yes, but then it's not to expect, you know, I think this chapter came about as someone was asking, well, if I wish for health, do I still have to go to the doctor? And the answer was, well, it really depends on you and your system. And so some people are really want and have the capacity to receive a miraculous healing. So for them, it might be the right thing to just ask the angels, you know, I want to be healed of this cancer, whatever it is, and then it's gone. So that's certainly accessible and available. But it might be that you say, I wish for health, I want this cancer to be gone, and your phone rings or the email comes that says from a friend that says, oh, I just heard about this new doctor, or this new research study.
Exactly.
And that's your role. Are you going to say, oh, no, it's okay, I just wished for, you know, instant healing from the angels, so I'm good? Or do you recognize, oh, this is the angels, you know, bringing you the answer? So
right.
It can be something quite external, quite practical. So your role is make the wish, and then don't worry so much about the how or exactly, you know, how is your wish going to be granted in that sense? How is it going to instantly appear for you? But it will.
But let's translate this into other aspects, because one of the things that is important about this is the speeding up of serendipity and synchronicity.
Yes.
And I think that's what we should hold on to, is that, you know, magic is magic, it's great, but what does it mean in terms of how it shows up in our lives? It might come out of left field in ways that you don't expect it. So you have to really be able to take the steps that are shown to you.
And what is this? Yeah, and sometimes it is going to be the slower way that we're more accustomed to. One of the hallmarks of this time, the angels speak about, that it's not that overnight we shifted from third to fifth dimension. So again, we're bringing our bodies with us, and the body can't make that shift that fast. So it's like a hiker going up Everest, you know, there's stages of acclimation and there's some back and forth happening. So some days you might feel really like you're in this instant reality, that the hallmarks of fifth dimension is almost this like daydreamy, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have that someday? And then your doorbell rings and it's that. And your mind is going, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's like totally impossible that could have happened that fast. And then there are days where you're back in third dimension to give your body some rest, you know, and also yourself maybe some time to integrate and choose. Do I like fifth dimension better than third, or do I want to stay in third because that's an option available here? And so when you're in third dimension, you know, it's back to that slow way of it feels like you got to make lists and make a plan and nothing's happening and the computer's broken. And so we're getting both right now. So for those of you who feel confused, you know, there's a reason for that. We're shifting back and forth between different dimensions, and that is going to settle down in the next few years. But for now, it's largely out of compassion for us and for our bodies to adjust to fifth dimension. That's why it's not, you know, bang, we had some kind of eclipse or, you know, astrological event, and we're here. Now we're in the new age. Like, yes, we're here. But it's not instant oatmeal.
But you have to get used to it. And it's fascinating what we have to get used to, because, for instance, who we are in this? How do we identify with our old self versus a new self? And what does it mean who we have to be? You know, we don't have to be, because I believe that we're born into particular cards that we're playing in life, and we're born into a human design and astrology and all that. And I believe that will still be true, but it'll manifest more powerfully for us in good ways. Because I don't think this means that we're all supposed to be melded into one light and lose our identities and not know who we are. I think we're just supposed to be very unique sparks that are learning more how to be a spark in a higher frequency.
What's so interesting about this, yes, I have a couple different answers to this, or the angels do. They have been talking about mass surges of enlightenment. That doesn't mean that everyone makes that choice, but it's more available, it's more accessible now, so a lot of people are going to be choosing that. And also, this time in, I don't know what to call it, history, where we are now energetically, it's very, very similar to the time in between lifetimes where you're choosing, okay, what people do I want to interact with? You know, what kind of career? Those were the big building blocks that you would probably see, Peter, more as the human design and your cards, your core pieces of yourself and your destiny. What the angels are saying is that destiny and those contracts is done. So right now, even though you're still in this body, and you still have maybe your same wife and child and dog or whatever important people in your life and your same career, the contracts with all of those elements and even of those core pieces of your personality are done. So now you have tremendous free will. You could still keep all of those elements in your life, certainly. And you could also kind of rewrite things for yourself now. So you have as much freedom as you did in between lifetimes. But it's a little bit of a awkward or kind of confusing time because we're also still here in this body with these relationships. So there's some chapters around that, the end of contracts and destiny. How do you navigate that where suddenly you're free, but you're also here in your existing life? And many people are feeling this kind of lackluster, like the career or the things that were so passionate for them. I've heard this from so many people, they're just not interested anymore. And then that's so confusing to them because they've wanted to be a Reiki master or whatever it is for 20 years, right? And suddenly they're just not interested. So that's very, very natural, I'd say, byproduct or just symptom in a good sense of what the freedom we're in now. Yeah, because you're no longer chained to that. And you might still do that. You might still be a Reiki master or whatever it is. But you also could choose something completely new now, as if you were, you know, an actor just in a new movie. You're still yourself, but you could.
But I think we don't know what that means yet.
It's so new. It's so new.
You know, to reinvent ourselves in ways that might not make any sense doesn't make sense. Because I think that, you know, we've lived a life of being, you know, a personality that we've been conditioned for, and maybe it's not as dense now, but there's still a magic to each of us that I think makes us individual and unique and wonderful.
This is very, very new. Yeah, we're all getting to explore this together. I think one of the chapters is called The Bewilderment of Sudden Freedom. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to process and live through. Even though I would say the angelic perspective on this is tremendously positive time for humanity, just tremendous grace, tremendous light. So, you know that if you take nothing else from this interview is that this is a really, really, really good time to be alive. Tremendous, tremendous opportunities for you personally and for humanity collectively. And yes, it's so new and it's so earth-shattering in a good sense. You know, it's so profound that we are just all exploring together. Right. Okay, but what is it?
And what I'm feeling more is that we're more capable of tapping into the implicate reality. In other words, the universal computer, which is vast and beyond any individual identity. It's
unlimited. It's universal knowledge.
Yeah, so unlimited. We are more integrated into universal truth, knowledge, reality. You know, we might have a coloration of the past, but all of a sudden we can really find ourselves in ideas that and understandings that we've never seen before, heard before, known before.
Yes, and on a quantum level, we're learning and sharing with each other. So even if you're in a time of quarantine right now where you're alone in your house and you're not seeing anyone else, as you're making these new choices into freedom and shifts in yourself, you know, someone in Africa just got it on a quantum level because you made a shift. So we really are learning from each other right now in profound ways, and not just through, you know, online technology.
Well,
we're on a quantum level.
But we're also going to be have opportunities of science that will go along with this.
Yes, yes. Amazing technologies that are going to come into being. The angels have been speaking about that a lot. When people ask about pollution or other things that seem scary right now, that they basically keep saying, oh, don't worry, because the technology is the solution to these things that are coming. They're going to come so quickly now because they're not censored, won't be censored any longer, are going to clear those things up. So,
well, I guess one of the big questions would be rising oceans, and if that's going to be slowed down or stopped in some way, and a lot of people can't imagine how, because there's so much population along the shorelines that will be affected, and maybe part of the clarity of the new time is to know how to make better choices with it.
And really to create the world that you want. And now that's what the message, which is so, I think, hard to take in its fullness, is that your choices are unlimited. So if your choices are unlimited, there can't be anything that's limiting you.
except to choose
the mind to believe and understand. So,
well, except to choose not to be unlimited, you know.
Well, actually, we have that choice, you know. Yeah. So a lot of people are going to choose to stay in third dimension, or just because of the habit of, well, this has always been hard in the past. There's a chapter on stepping out of that habit we have of creating things that are negative over and over again, like, oh, I can never find a parking spot at the store. And so that keeps happening for you. From the simple to the profound, like the only thing holding us back now is our belief that we're limited, which is also quite profound to me. And I, you know, I'm living it more and more, but I can't say I've mastered that yet, because it's hard to suddenly change your whole belief system.
I think that's what we're
I'm an unlimited
right
being.
Now is this transformation that you know that we're in. And as you said, there's a lot of debris around us from change that we can't see straight yet.
Yeah.
So, but more and more we'll have a greater opportunity to see the change, see the difference. I'm so excited about that we're there. You know, that this is
no more waiting.
A brightening that, you know, and this outer world, I think, you know, the time that we're in now with this crisis that the world is in is going to unfold in ways that will be shocking to people, because we'll realize it's not as bad as we were told, and we're in much better shape. So let's get back to business and explore this new world. Without fear. So okay, now your book has launched as of today, or even though the show won't air for a couple weeks. What can people do?
The book's on Amazon, Angel Insights for Unprecedented Times. It's paperback and ebook. The ebook is also up on my website, which is wingsound.com, WINGSOUND.com. And there's some free resources on my site right now too, around if you get in that trap of out of fear, creating something and negative thinking, and wishing and receiving. If you sign up for my email list, you get a free section on wishing and receiving.
Good, good. You know, it's, you're such a an incredible opportunity for people, because these angels are speaking through you for a reason. They chose you. So you make it easy to work with them, and speak with them, and you carry the information of them so well. That it's makes it such a pleasure to talk with you and know that, you know, that you really are getting it from them. You know, then that, you know, that you're, you really understand what they're saying.
Thank you. That's a sweet perspective.
Well, I have learned from experience with you. So thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew again. And we're going to do more, because we didn't cover as much of the book as I'd like. And it's a good-sized book. So,
yeah, and I'd love to come back. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. And my website, actually, we're launching a new website for HeartRiver.org, so please visit that. And I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.